Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here. So richly deserved, too. Welcome back. Thanks for being part of our day. Randy Landrineau is here. Randy is a new friend. He's the president of the Inventor Rights Advocacy Group, U.S. Inventor. He's a patent owner himself. He's the former president and the current board member of the Tampa Bay Inventors Council, and he's here to talk to us about some things, that to confirm some things that I've been warning you about for a long time. I've been telling you some things, but he's got the evidence. He's got the proof. He's going to give it to us right now. Randy Landrineau, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you on the show, Randy. So I've been warning people about big tech for at least 15 years. I warned them about Amazon a long time ago. In 2008, I anointed myself the social media heretic. I've been warning people about Google and Twitter and Facebook. These are not things that I just said. I wrote them. You can go find my words that I wrote and said about this, and I've conducted a lot of interviews like we're going to have today. We've never had a time in the history of America where a handful of companies, and by the way, I have the evidence where I called them oligarchs a decade ago. Before anybody else called them oligarchs, I called them oligarchs. U.S. Steel, the railroads, even IBM, AT&T, even AT&T never had the dangerous level of control that the big tech companies have right now. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, their control, I mean, look, huge corporations in the past have had a fair amount of power, but they weren't able to control the airwaves and through the internet and social media. And also political
our news, using, all of our information.
Yeah. Using all of those avenues to kind of craft certain messages and get legislation passed that helps them become more and more powerful. That is actually kind of breathtaking. In fact,
well, what you just did was you just defined oligarch. What you said just now was defined oligarch.
Yeah, and no. Situation in the past has a group of companies had so much power as they have now, and where I want to tie this in with there's some information, and obviously a lot of people, you know, you were early to the game, but a lot of people now realize, whoa, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. How did these guys get so powerful? And there's something behind the scenes that happened that they were involved with that was under most people's radar if you weren't an inventor and really plugged in, that they did to enable them to become so powerful. And
I want you to talk about that in the next segment. That's what we're going to get into that next segment. But before we do, I just want to make sure when I was talking to people about my book, The Third Ingredient, I was trying to explain to people, you know, the essence of it was it's about ethics. It's about the fact that we're using digital leverage now, but we don't know how to create digital ethics. And these big tech companies are the perfect example of that. And I had people who teach futurists foresight say to me, oh, this will work itself out. It's always worked itself out in the past. These guys will get, and I said, no, you don't understand. They've got a level of power and control that no one has ever had. AT&T, Ford, GM, IBM, they didn't know everything there was to know about you and me like these companies do.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. Look, I don't even want to know what they know. I almost can't confront it. They know more than you know about yourself, probably.
That's right. Well, and look at the control. Look at the control Facebook and Amazon Facebook and Google and Apple have over the public discourse, and look at the control Amazon has over the marketplace.
Well, let me tell you, the other side of it, too, is what they can do politically, right? I mean, look, it's one thing to be in control of you and me, but when they control the powers that make our laws, that run our government, then you're talking about something that's even worse.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty staggering.
And one of the things, Randy, I want you to talk about, and we come back, is this,
okay.
Folks.
Okay.
I've had people say, well, you know, don't worry about Facebook. They'll be a competitor. Don't worry about Amazon. They'll be a competitor. Well, folks, what Randy's going to tell you about the next segment is going to tell you that when people tell you that, it isn't true anymore. And if you think that there's a competitor that could, for example, defy Twitter, well, ask the CEO of Parler about that. 22, right back with Randy Landrino after the break. He's going to blow the lid off of some things right here on the show in about 3 minutes. Stand by. Here we go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.